Hey, Smutters.
What up, Smuts?
How's your week been?
It's not been too bad, actually.
Well, good.
How's yours?
I mean, it's been a week, but I'm off tomorrow, so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, I can't wait to sleep in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm so ready for that. But you brought up a good point a minute ago. And
I'm always full of good points.
You've got so much good information.
Useless information.
That's the best kind. You were talking about the monoliths.
Yeah. What the hell happened to them?
What happened to those things?
They just quit talking about it.
Like they showed, like you said that they showed up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Random places.
And if y'all don't know what we're talking about, it's those silver just
weird looking things that just showed up random places.
Yeah, just random spots. And like they kept showing up everywhere and that's all everybody talked about. And then nobody talked about it. So that was crazy.
I'm gonna look it up real quick.
Okay, that's a good idea. But anyway, so y'all, we've been watching Vampire Diaries.
Here they are. The mysterious monoliths are appearing across the world. Here's what we need to know. This was the last time anything's been talked about it was 2020.
Seriously? Because we were like, maybe we should do a story on it, but there's not a lot to tell. So, because nobody really knows what they are and nobody talks about it anymore.
It says they were given to the Bureau of Land Management and is currently in their custody. That happened in 2020. And that's the last that's been said about it.
We will never hear anything else about them. We should have gone to see those things while we had a chance. You know it?
Mm-hmm. It originally appeared, the reason it's called Monolith, the 1968 science fiction film, A Space Odyssey.
So I wonder if it was like trying to get some kind of hype up for some new movie or something. Was there an alien movie that came out?
Mm-mm.
Not really that would use something like that. Huh. Well, that's pretty weird, right? I don't know. Anyway, so tonight's story is kind of like a continuation from last week's story. The Anunnaki, you know? But it's not necessarily about the Anunnaki. Tonight we are talking about the Great Pyramids in Egypt. And there have been a lot of speculation and different conspiracy theories on...
Wait.
What?
The one in Utah desert disappeared.
It disappeared?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
What? Where'd it go?
In November. CNN reported on it.
That's weird.
That was one of the major ones. Says the Bureau of Land Management, you know, we're going to take possession of it, but it disappeared. Removed by a, quote, unknown party.
Meaning it's somebody's decor in their living room right now.
Yeah.
Does it say how much they weighed or anything like that? I wonder how heavy they were.
That's it.
Strange.
And you hadn't heard anything about them since 2020.
That's so weird.
People just forgot about them, I guess.
Isn't that when like the whole UFO thing started too? Like when they were seeing saucers going around the moon?
I think that was when the supposed Pentagon was going to release files about the UFOs. Or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And the raid of Area 51. Remember that?
I was all
wasn't
for that.
Wasn't all this during the lockdown?
I think so. I think people got bored and got this, like somebody had said something about it on social media and everybody was like 100% behind it, which I thought it was kind of a stupid idea, but I was all for seeing what would happen, like because a bunch of people would have died. Snipers would have taken them out. Pop, you know? So I was really excited to see how far that went, but it didn't go very far.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. But we're going to talk about the different conspiracy theories surrounding the pyramids, and there's, I'm sure, ones that you've heard, and then there's going to be a bunch that you haven't heard that at first you're going to be like,
Have you ever met anybody personally that's ever been to the pyramids?
I had a friend that went, but she was like my Discord friend. So
she's probably lying.
No, she sent me a picture and showed, like, she always traveled everywhere. So
I have the best ever theory of the pyramids.
What is it? Tell me.
The pyramids actually don't exist.
We just think they do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just like we all heard about, what was his name? Bob Barker dying. He didn't die.
So it's like a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
We just think they're there, but they're really not.
Yeah.
Which is, okay. So
everybody remembers Bob Barker dying. It was a big deal.
It was.
But now he's celebrating his like 100th birthday.
Yeah, like I was genuinely sad because that was when you were sick from school. You watched Bob Barker, you know?
I remember the stories about his death. I like literally remember it. But now they're saying that never happened and he's still alive.
A damn Mandela effect, I swear. But yeah, you had actually recently shown me pictures of the pyramids and he thought he sent me a video, y'all, and he didn't because, y'all, I have a genuine love for Egypt. Like, I must go to Egypt before I die sometime because the history and the science and everything behind that place, it fascinates me. And the beauty. And then he found this video and it was saying how you would think the pyramids, if you've never been there, look much into them. There's a Pizza Hut across the street from them.
Now they're trying to say Bob Barker didn't die. It was Alex Trebek and people are mixing it up.
Alex Trebek did die.
Right. But Bob Barker did too.
So I think we're having two different conversations.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. But yeah, like he was saying that you said there was a Pizza Hut like right across the street from the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's garbage all over them. Like people just litter all over the place by the pyramids. And it just, it kind of broke my heart because they're so beautiful. And they're one of the seven ancient wonders of the world, the only one that's left actually, and people just treat it like garbage, and I really truly hate that because that's one of the only things we have left of the ancient world. And fun fact though, when the pyramids were built, they were actually white and built with limestone and sparkly, and the top was gold.
Yeah, I heard that.
And they were really beautiful, but over time, like, people would go and rob like the gold off of it, and just they had a big earthquake, and it, they're still what you see today now, but still just beautiful. I think I love the pyramids.
I would love to see them, but I'm very disappointed in the video I saw of the surrounding the pyramids.
Yeah, that just really hurts my feelings. But there's a lot more stuff in Egypt I'd like to see. Like I'd like to see the Valley of the Kings and all the other burial sites that they have, because the way, like, for them to make these beautiful just places.
And didn't the pyramid too have like a nose?
The Sphinx did.
Okay.
The Sphinx. But yeah, that's right in, I believe it's right in front of the pyramids. So I guess since we're already talking about it, we can go ahead and dive on into this.
Dive on in,
because I'm thinking we're probably going to stop a little bit so we can talk back and forth about what these theories mean and everything.
I'll be quiet now.
No, I want you to talk about them because I want to know what you're thinking about this, because
I'm always right.
Well, you've got questions and our listeners can't like chime in and be like, so what about this? Like, what'd you find about this? You know? So I love when you ask questions because it may be a question that one of our listeners could possibly have. So hopefully you're asking their questions, right? Does that make sense?
I wrecked them. Okay. Damn near killed them.
All right. So the pyramids of Giza, one of the seven ancient wonders of the world, they have stood the test of time and continue to awe people all over the world.
You think that little feller Daniel's listening?
Hmm?
That little feller Daniel?
Only if I tell him to.
Okay.
Ashlyn's like, please stop making him listen to your podcast. Anyway, the pyramids take you back to a different time when the world was just starting to grow. They're also full of mystery. And one of the biggest mysteries is, how were the pyramids built? Tonight, we're going to look at many different theories. Some you've heard.
I'm saying it was aliens.
But it was aliens. And probably some you haven't. But at the end, you get to make your own mind up on how you think the pyramids were built.
Before you dive on into the story.
That was my next line that I was reading. Okay, what?
You know how I'm very skeptic about aliens.
Absolutely, I do.
But the thing is, like, I just don't understand the pyramids, so I'm really waiting to see what you say about this.
There's a lot of good theories on here, and some of them are just so outlandish, but then there's proof behind them. So, this is what I'm excited about, because some of them you're just going to be like, what the fuck? But then...
Yeah. Damn sailor.
Okay, so let's dive on in to the mystery of the pyramids. Ooh. Okay, for starters, let's go over what we do know about the pyramids. The sides and the base of the Great Pyramid of Khufu, and it's originally called the Pyramid of Khufu because that is the king that it was built for originally. And that's the biggest pyramid. It's aligned in the four cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west. And no one knows how it got to be so accurate. But many think that they based this on the sun and stars. So here's the thing. I'd read also in several places that when they built the pyramids, they built them using Orion's belt. Now, as you know, the stars are always changing with the earth moving and all that. So it's not always going to align with the stars. I mean, that was 4,500 years ago. So, you know, they've tried to go back and see, and
we're such a baby nation.
We really are. We truly are.
Yeah.
But a lot of people seem to think that someone had written a book about it being aligned with Orion's belt, and that's how that theory came about. But I think scientists are trying to test that theory because they can always go back and check the patterns and stuff. And star charts. And I don't know how they do that for that many years ago. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, I heard they did that with, like, the Titanic. And, like, even the movie portrayed the actual alignment of the stars. They went back and did, you know, exactly that. They did the star chart for the night it sank, and then in the movie they portrayed that.
That's
too.
Absolutely insane. That's so precise.
I read that not too long ago.
That's really cool.
Daniel.
Okay, so it took a little over 20 years to complete the big pyramid. Each block weighed 2.5 to 15 tons. And they used over 2 million blocks, meaning each block would have to be placed in about 2.5 minutes, which I don't know how. So let's jump into the...
How much did they weigh?
2.5 to 15 tons.
Yeah.
So... we're going to start with conspiracy one. I think we've got 6 or 7 conspiracies. And this one, I can actually get behind. It's not a bad conspiracy. The first one is that the Atlanteans built the pyramids. Around 11,500 years ago, the continent of Atlantis was populated by an advanced civilization. The Greek philosopher Plato claimed Atlantis lay beyond the Pillars of Hercules, which many believe were the modern-day Straits of Gibraltar, as a great island in the sea. The island was described being greater in size than Libya and Asia together and was powerful enough to attack Europe and Asia. At one point in the distant past, the civilization was wiped out by a great earthquake that turned the sea into an impassable, muddy bank. From this collapsed civilization, it is believed, the survivors traveled across the globe where they resettled and lived. From these remnants of Atlantis arose the pyramids that are found across the globes, and their similarities in architecture can be explained by the culture sharing a common origin in Atlantis. Hmm. What do you think about that one?
I don't know. I don't know about Atlantis yet.
Yeah, we probably need to do a story on Atlantis. I've kind of been putting that one off.
Oh, I mean, it would be super freaking cool, but, you know, like I said.
But what's so cool to me is, like, you'll watch these shows where they, and you'll even see online, because you've sent me so many things, where they've discovered, like, like Alexander, was it Alexander?
See, the thing about it is, though, there was this, I read not too long ago, there was the date of when people started keeping records of stuff. And there's, so there's only, like, a portion, like, a small percentage of humans' history that's been recorded.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And, of course, the Egyptians did not record how they built the pyramids.
Obviously not.
And if they did, we can't find it.
Aliens took it with them.
Aliens. Okay. So, the next conspiracy, conspiracy two, is... Okay. Let me pull this up on my phone because I had some more information on here. Okay. Let me get to my spot. Okay. For starters, it turns out that slaves were never used, as many people believe. Many people believe that they had a ton of slaves.
I thought they were built with slaves, like even slave bones and stuff.
No.
Oh, that's the Great Wall.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Slaves were never actually used. It was free, skilled workers that worked for a salary. So the workforce was actually highly organized and managed to the highest level by following an organized plan and a planned process that consisted of three phases. It took 60 years to build all three pyramids. So they're saying what their plan was for... I'm going to read the plan. Phase one. The first step in building a pyramid was to choose a suitable site. This had to be on the west side of the Nile where the sun would set, considering the ancient Egyptians believed that wherever the sun sets, that was the portal to the afterlife. The pyramids also needed to be situated on the high ground away from the danger of flooding at the time of the Nile's
Obi-Wan.
Inundation. Right? Maybe Obi-Wan helped them.
One a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago.
However, it could not be too far away from the Nile bank because the river would be used to transport blocks of fine quality limestone for the outer casing from Tura on the other side of the Nile. Now, recently, scientists have discovered that there was, because it's in a lot of places I read, it said that the Nile was about 4 miles away from the pyramids. But they did discover that there was an arm of the Nile that was a lot closer, so that would also aid in helping them move the blocks. The site chosen would be at a point on the desert plateau that would be proved a firm rock base capable of supporting the great weight of the pyramid without any risk of cracking.
Okay, wait a minute. So even if they had an easier way to transport the blocks.
Right.
How did they make 15-ton blocks?
Right. I know. The site chosen for the construction of each pyramid was considered also based on the distance of the pyramid to the respective king's residence, as the king would need to regularly inspect the development of his burial chamber. Phase two. Preparing the site. No plans for the construction of the pyramids were ever found, but the construction of pyramids was not a haphazard affair, and the measurements used were accurate to a high degree. Which that gets me too, like how?
Hey, you know what?
What?
I've got an idea.
What?
isn't it king, what pharaoh or king or whatever's tomb has not been discovered yet? It's somebody's big.
I know Nefertiti's hasn't.
What if they had a almost like a democracy system like us, where each president leaves a book behind of, you know, the Book of Presidents, where they talk about stuff that they learned during their presidency.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
And so the Egyptians did the same thing.
The Book of the Pharaohs.
Yes, pass it on to each pharaoh. But we haven't discovered that pharaoh yet to see how they built the pyramids.
You're good. Okay, so the workers had first to prepare a firm foundation by removing the loose sand from the rock. Then the rock base had to be made absolutely flat. This is a lot of work for them to not have many tools. They didn't even have a wheel, y'all. Then the workers may have done this by building low mud walls all around the base and cutting channels in a grid pattern over the surface. Then they would fill the channels with water and mark the level the water would reach. After the water had drained away, protruding rock would have been cut back to the level indicated and any depressions filled with stones to make a perfectly level surface. Each side of the pyramid had to face one of the cardinal points. The builders probably established true north first and worked out on the other directions from that. They may have found the true north by taking a sighting on a particular star in the northern sky. They would then observe the rising and setting of the star and mark its appearance and disappearance on an artificial horizon. By bisecting the angle thus made, they would obtain a north-south line. They had instruments for drawing right angles, so they would then have been able to find east and west. Next, they had to make the base perfectly square, with all four sides exactly the same length in the corners and perfect right angles. Okay, they barely even do that today. You know? Okay, phase three, raising the blocks. This is what we want to know. Sometimes rocky outcrop was used as the core of the pyramid to save the work. The inner chambers and passages would have been constructed independently and the actual pyramid built around them. Some of the royal pyramid builders seem to have changed their minds about their preferred location of the burial chambers. The inner pyramid would then be built of limestone cut from the desert plateau. When the main structure was finished, the pyramid was completed by encasing it in blocks of finely cut and dressed limestone from Tura, and sometimes granite was used for the lower courses. So that tells us nothing. It doesn't tell us at all how they moved the blocks. Mm-mm. Or anything like that. So, I don't know. I'm not really... And have you seen how they've just discovered a new chamber in the pyramids?
No, I mean, I knew there was chambers, but I didn't know that there was...
They just discovered another one, but they can't get into it. So, they're trying to use, like, an x-ray machine to kind of see what's back there.
Oh.
So, there may be somebody else buried back there, which is very cool. Now, that's conspiracy number two. Are you ready for conspiracy three? This is going to blow you away.
Ooh.
It really is. Let me find it because I'll have to read something. There it is. Okay. Get ready, y'all. Conspiracy number three. Dinosaurs helped them build the pyramid. Many people believe this, okay? So.
The people that, if y'all believe this, never mind.
I thought this too, but listen. Even though, okay, did you know the woolly mammoth went extinct 1,000 years after the pyramids were built?
No.
Okay. It's true, but they were nowhere near Egypt at that time. Because remember, they have to have cold weather to live in. So, woolly mammoths did not help them. So, when I say dinosaurs, I mean actual dinosaurs, like sauropods. Dinosaurs with long necks and long tails, a small head, and thick pillar-like legs. Think Littlefoot from The Land Before Time or the Brachiosaurus that was in Jurassic Park. Nothing but love for that Brachiosaurus. So, even though dinosaurs went extinct, and it's a proven fact, 65 million years ago. Oh, I said imagine a tamed Brachiosaurus moving huge stones to help build the pyramids. Which that would be cool to see, you know, like my two favorite things, the pyramids and dinosaurs, right? Mm-hmm. okay, so the text, ancient texts were uncovered claiming that the Egyptians may have lived among dinosaurs. The text was written by men who helped construct the Great Pyramids. It mentions the help of beastly creatures of enormous size. Hieroglyphics of the dinosaurs were found in a nearby cave outside of Cairo. The researchers believe the cave was about 4,600 years old, but the text also mentions Ra Nitka, which means God beasts. People believed they were tamed and used to carry the limestone blocks for the pyramids. They are described as tame beasts of burden who eat of the Nile's grass and whose tail, when lashed, can kill an army of men and whose necks reach out to the sky. The Narmer palette, dating to 31st century BC, contains some of the earliest hieroglyphics inscriptions ever found, and it looks like it has Egyptians and dinosaurs on it. I have a picture of this hieroglyph, and I will post it on Instagram, y'all. So, I know that sounds very outlandish. It truly does, but with them finding those old texts and then the hieroglyphics and everything. So then I found an article from 2014. Okay. Let me read you this article. Let me see. Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities has announced that a group of French and Egyptian archaeologists have discovered a new chamber in the depths of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Antiquities authorities revealed the newly discovered large chamber contained dinosaur bones and wall paintings of dinosaurs resembling velociraptors, a genus of theropod dinosaurs that lived 75 million years ago. The ministry added that the bones were assembled and that the archaeology team concluded that the velociraptor was approximately 1.79 meters in size. I'm thinking the size of a chicken. I don't know what meters are.
Well, we are Americans, so yes, we don't use
the metric system. While it is unclear why the bones were buried in the chamber, the head of the French archaeologist team, Avril Sapp, stated that the wall paintings in the chamber indicate that the bones had been discovered nearly 4,000 years ago by Egyptians working on the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza. Oh, they've got it on display. That's the bones they found.
Oh, cool.
The drawings indicate that workers found the bones, which they had never seen before, and offered it to Pharaoh Khufu. Mm-hmm. Explained Sapp. The pharaoh decided to dedicate a chamber deep within the pyramid to the discovery. The detail in the walls and the statue of the bones conservation are truly spectacular. Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities and Tourism have decided to delay the reveal of the chamber and of the bones until the opening of Egypt's Grand Egyptian Museum, which was completed in 2015. So, they have the actual dinosaur bones that was discovered in this chamber on display. So, what do you think of that one? Okay. Next conspiracy is pretty cool. Because you don't hear much about this. And I was kind of intrigued by it. So, the next conspiracy, number four. They were built by giants. What do you think about giants?
I don't know. It, you know, I don't know if it's fake or not, but I've seen a lot of things online about graves discovered that was, you know, for giants, basically, you know, and then a big-ass helmet that was discovered. And
you showed me that.
Yeah, you don't pay attention to the stuff I send you. So, I don't know. If giants were real, I could possibly see that.
Okay.
But I don't recall them ever being talked about in Egypt.
Okay. Well.
But also, too, wasn't it when the dinosaurs were around, we were a supercontinent? So, all the countries, you know.
Right, they hadn't broke apart yet. Hadn't
split apart. So, I don't know. And if that's the case, and all the land moved away from a supercontinent, then how is it now perfectly aligned with the coordinates that it has versus of where it was at back then?
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
It's definitely, like we said, it's not perfectly aligned with the stars because that's always moving.
No, but it's true north, though, right?
Yes, 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 yes. But also,
there's some kind of other coordinates or something.
There is.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. Let's see here.
Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I'm glad that you know that. There are many pieces of evidence that suggest that the pyramids were built by giants. For example, some of the stones that make up the pyramids weigh more than 50 tons, and it is believed that they were quarried from a quarry that was miles away. It is difficult to imagine how ancient humans could have transported such massive stones over such long distances. The precision and accuracy of the construction of the pyramids is another piece of evidence that supports the theory of giants building the pyramids. The stones used in the pyramids were cut and shaped with such precision that it would have been impossible for ancient humans to accomplish. The blocks of stone used to build the pyramids fit together so perfectly that it is impossible to slip a piece of paper between them. Another argument in support of the giant theory is that the construction of the pyramids was too advanced for the time period in which they were built. The pyramids were built over 4,500 years ago, and the technology required to build such massive structures, it did not exist at the time. One of the most compelling pieces of evidence that suggests that ancient pyramids were built by giants is the remains of giants that have been found all around the world. These remains have been discovered in a variety of locations, including North America, South America, and Europe. In many cases, these remains have been found in close proximity to ancient pyramids, suggesting that these giants may have been involved in their construction. The most famous of these discoveries was made in 1947 by a group of archaeologists in the area of Qumran in the West Bank. The team discovered a number of skeletons that were estimated to be at least 8 feet tall. These skeletons were found in a cave that was also home to the Dead Sea Scrolls. The discovery of these skeletons caused a great deal of excitement among archaeologists and historians, and many people believe that these skeletons were evidence of the existence of giants and that they may have been involved in the construction of ancient structures, including the pyramids. However, there were also many skeptics who dismissed these discoveries as hoaxes or misinterpretations. Another piece of evidence that supports the theory that ancient pyramids were built by giants is the fact that pyramids exist all around the world. These pyramids were all constructed during different time periods and by different civilizations, yet they share many similarities in terms of their design and construction. This suggests that there may have been a common source of knowledge and expertise that was shared by these civilizations. Furthermore, there are many ancient texts that describe giants and their involvement in the construction of ancient structures. For example, the Bible contains several references to giants, including the story of David and Goliath. In addition, there are Muslim texts that describe giants as well. These texts suggest that giants were real and that they may have been involved in the construction of the pyramids. So, there's that. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Well,
I've got one theory, and that's the one I'm going to stick to. Do you want me to tell you now, or do you want me to, you want to wait until it's over?
Go ahead and tell me.
Alien versus Predator 2.
So, two different types of aliens were having war.
Mm-hmm. But do you remember the movie where they're fighting on the pyramid, and they taught the humans and helped them build it, and then at the end you see them fighting on top of it and all that? You don't remember that movie?
I do remember that movie. I love the Predator and Alien movies. They also had one in Antarctica, and Antarctica has tons of secrets, so we'll have to do Antarctica also. So many secrets.
Alien versus Predator.
Alien versus Predator. All the answers are in those movies. Just watch Alien versus Predator.
They try to tell us the truth. We just don't fight. We just don't listen.
Yeah, they just make it look like fun. So, conspiracy five. And your I don't. Mom. Your mom. No, I don't really buy this one. Time travelers.
Oh, so you bought the other ones?
Well, some of them I could. Not all of them, but this one, I don't. I just don't. Many believe it was time travelers that helped with the pyramids due to the plane and helicopter hieroglyphs. And I've got pictures of those I'll post. The hieroglyphs that showed an airplane and a helicopter on there.
Then why didn't they take pictures with their smartphones?
Right. Exactly. Maybe there are time travelers, but by the time we discovered how time travel works, the pyramids were already built. So, maybe they did have time travelers, but it wasn't to help build the pyramids. Also, with time travel... I bet
they went back to clap some Cleopatra cheeks.
Oh, my Lord. Wasn't she... She wasn't even alive when the pyramids were built.
No.
She
wasn't Egyptian either.
No, she was Greek. But also, the helicopters. Why would a time traveler bring a helicopter? But what would be pretty cool, you know how those airplanes have disappeared and shown up like other times later? Mm-hmm. What if they time traveled, like hit a portal and went back to ancient Egypt and they saw
there's
the
also the hieroglyphics, whatever, of a person in a spacesuit.
Right.
So what if they hit a black hole and went back in time?
That would be so cool, right? We solved it, y'all. We know what happened. Okay. Conspiracy six.
How many are there?
This is the last one.
I'm telling you, Alien versus Predator.
Well, I saved the best for last. Aliens. So.
If I believed in aliens, that's the one that I'm going to go with.
I mean.
Because it's just. For one, if aliens exist, you know, they have amazing technology to even make it to the Earth.
Right.
And if they're traveling all these billions of light years, remember, if they left there now, by the time they got here, or like, you know how it's looking in the past, like to them, dinosaurs are walking the Earth.
Exactly.
And what if they sent someone through a time warp? Or portal or something.
Well, this goes back for me to the Anunnaki, the story we did last week, how they had their portal that they built where they could transport the gold through the portal to get to their planet, you know?
Yeah.
That we had talked about. And also, guys, keep in mind, remember the Anunnaki, they branched off and took people around the world and started their new religions and, you know, all that good stuff. So, it kind of blends in with the Anunnaki to me, with there being different pyramids everywhere as well, you know?
Or, we've got religion all wrong and there really are Egyptian gods that told them and helped them build it.
That's true. Okay, so.
That was for a certain person you work with.
Did you know the digits of the speed of light also spell out the latitude of the Big Pyramid.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So...
Well, there you go.
Aliens. I mean, I don't think we knew what the speed of light was 4,500 years ago. Like, I barely know what that is now. So, you know. Let's talk about aliens. Now.
I think aliens look like the aliens that are on the movie Battleship. They look somewhat similar to us. The teeth, the hands, the face, all of it.
I'm going to post another picture of that alien.
You remember?
Yes.
Like with their suit off or whatever?
Yeah, because last time you said that, I looked it up and sent it to you. Okay, so did you know that royalty used to tie ropes on the heads of their babies to make the cranium elongated?
Wow.
It made they were the ones that had like the long skulls, you know?
Like in Indiana Jones, the aliens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Many believe this was done to emulate the appearance of aliens or higher beings. So, yes, think that.
Hollywood has been telling us all along.
Oh, yeah. I mean, where they got their ideas from somewhere. There are too many similar four-sided pyramids among unconnected ancient cultures to be a coincidence. Many believers argue in order to design the pyramids, one would need a bird's eye view, like one from a flying saucer. They also believe that in order to create an object that obeys the so-called golden ratio, a mathematical relationship based on the special number pi, the Egyptians would have needed help from outside sources. In 2001, Russian scientist Dr. Viktor Ivanovich claimed the KGB had found ancient alien remains inside the Great Pyramid. Many believe architects and historians have been hiding evidence of alien activity for hundreds of years. Now, let's talk about the hieroglyphs. Because there's a bunch of them. So, we have some hieroglyphs, and I'll show them to you so you can see what I'm talking about. In this hieroglyph, there's an Egyptian woman, and she's seen sitting with an alien-looking being in her lap in one of the hieroglyphic panels that have been recovered. Human structures can be easily made out in the other hieroglyphics. Hence, it is obvious that the being in question is certainly not human, but alien. See? There's the queen, and that's sitting in her lap.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let's see. A flying saucer is seen in one of the hieroglyphic panels that are found on the walls of ancient Egyptian monuments. The shape and structure of the alleged flying saucer is so accurate that someone might think that the ancient Egyptians had referred to a sci-fi movie to draw that. This, however, proves the ancient Egyptians did encounter alien spaceships, and that is why these objects have found their place in different work of hieroglyphics. Look at that one.
Is that real, though?
Yeah.
You fact-checked it?
Yes. Okay. In this one, a mysterious alien-looking creatures are being found in many hieroglyphic panels all across Egypt. These beings have large black eyes and look humanoid, but certainly they are far from human beings.
Sweetly.
And there's this one, their eyes. And so that one was kind of hard for me to get my head wrapped around. That. You can? Okay. This one is insane. It's almost so clear that I'm not sure if this one's real. There is another hieroglyph that is found in the Temple of the Pharaohs, where an alien is found that resembles exactly the little gray men about whom we keep reading in various tales of alien encounters. So, and
like the movie in Paul, the reason that all the aliens look small and green is because it wouldn't be a shock to us if we...
Right. So this is the picture from the Temple of the Pharaohs. It's creepy how accurate it is. Look. Like, I was wondering if that was real, because it's just so, like, clearly you know what it is. It looks like an alien with a spaceship in front of it. And then we have another work of hieroglyphic art depicts a flying object that is emitting some rays pointing towards an animal. This hieroglyph is concrete evidence that not only aliens exist, but they also have been abducting animals and humans since ancient times. So, see, there's the spaceship and the animal inside it, and it's like little rays. Okay. This other hieroglyph depiction of the ancient light bulb makes it evident that ancient Egyptians had developed the technology of how to generate electricity and work with electric light bulb.
Work.
The hieroglyph at the Dendera complex shows that with support from some super intelligent extraterrestrial support, ancient Egyptians had made such objects. And that does. That looks like one of the older times light bulbs right there. See? And look at the whatever that is. And it's holding something, looks like, to make it go off.
Yeah.
You see? Okay. The strange appearance of the various Egyptian gods that are seen in the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs certainly point out that these gods were unearthly and they were extraterrestrial visitors. The Sphinx, Anubis, etc. is examples of beings that are thought to be aliens in reality. I feel like that's not real, though. That one. Various hieroglyph panels bear images of humans interacting with beings that do not look like humans. These beings are mostly characterized by large craniums and large eyes and look more like those green men that you would get to see in sci-fi movies.
Is that real?
I would hope so. Because I was looking at everything and it's all chipped and stuff. So I really hope it is.
What if there was some ancient Egyptians that got super stoned and were like, we're really going to screw with future generations by drawing or making these of people?
Well, like, I've heard that they found a hieroglyph, like, by itself or something, and it was like them writing penis on the wall or something. And so I'm wondering if they're like, let's fuck with humanity and put some aliens on here, you know? Maybe they won't know what this is. So I'm wondering if they were little tricksters and were like, they will not know anything about us at all.
We will cause a controversy forever.
Yes, we're going to go down in history. And that is hilarious. Like, I kind of hope that's what they're doing, because that would be amazing. But those are the, that's what I have on the aliens. And it's basically the hieroglyphs and, you know, just stuff like that. I mean.
Well, and also too, well, I don't know if it was around back then, but, you know, it's the picture now of that giant stone that's cut right down the middle.
Yes.
The precision cut.
Do you remember where that is?
No, I can look it up where I sent it to you and try to figure it out.
Like, we've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
But it's this giant stone, and it's sitting, looks like, in the middle of nowhere. And it's like, it's been cut, and nobody knows who cut it. Like
it's absolutely perfect, down right down the middle.
Right, and it's been there for, like, years
like
and years.
Like a laser beam cut it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like a laser beam.
There's no jagged edges, nothing.
So I have no idea how that could have been done, because, you know, they didn't have use of electric tools or anything like that. So, I mean, what would they use? A saw?
And there would be jagged edges.
Yeah, there would be jagged edges, and it would not be straight. There's really no way for them to have done that, you know? Like, I don't understand. So, we're going to let you guys make your minds up.
Make your mind up.
What do you think? Aliens. What are you going with? Aliens? Mm-hmm. Aliens.
If aliens exist, I think that's what did the pyramids.
Yeah, I think it was... I think it kind of goes hand in hand with the Anunnaki. I'm not saying I believe the Anunnaki story, but I do think that aliens may have had a part. And if they didn't build it, they showed us how or gave us the tools, you know? Because I'm sorry, if I were an alien, I wouldn't come to another planet and let me build you a so many ton pyramid, you know? I wouldn't. Unless they were just bored or something, but...
Well, I'm sure if they visited, you know, just like Aliens versus Predator, they thought they were gods, you know?
Yeah.
So they worshipped them, and they're like, well, since you worship us, we're going to show you how to build a home.
Ooh, maybe Khufu was an alien that the pyramid was built for. The Pharaoh Khufu.
Maybe your mom.
Maybe your mom. Okay, well, that's what we've got on the pyramids. Let us know what you think.
Yes, please do. I want to know what other people think, that normal people, other than what I read on the internet.
I could get behind the Atlanteans, but I need more proof of Atlantis also. And even the Giants.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Proof of aliens.
Exactly.
If there is aliens, that's my theory. But like I said, I don't know if aliens exist or not.
But truly, we honestly have more proof of aliens than Atlantis, right?
I don't know.
I don't either. But even the Giants, but still an 8-foot person trying to lift 15 tons, it's still not easy, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, what's the average height now?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, so it's just, they're not, I mean, they're tall for sure, and they are giants, but when you see, like, giants, like, from back in the day when they're, like, the tallest man in the world or whatever, they're really skinny and tall, but when I think of giants, I think of the giant from Game of Thrones, you know?
You remember the giant that was filmed on top of the mountain? And then the guy that disappeared after he released a video of it.
What?
Yeah.
No?
I sent it to you before.
I probably watched it, but I don't remember it. I can't remember yesterday half the time, so. But, yeah, let us know, y'all. I will post some pictures on Instagram at Supernatural Smut Podcast. And thank you for listening. Everybody, well, it's warm now, so you don't have to layer up. But drink lots of water. And make good choices.
Hold on, I've got it right here. I saw it just a minute ago.
You're looking at the giant?
Yeah, because they've been talking about the guy disappearing as soon as he posted it. It was on the Snapchat stories.
I don't get it.
It's gaining ground.
Like, why would they want to hide giants?
Why does our government want to do anything?
But, you showed me something where it showed a giant in some army or something. I don't know.
Dead alien found in Russia.
What?
Well,
I remember talking about one story and an alien landed somewhere and kids just started throwing rocks at it and it stood there and took it. So, I mean, no wonder they won't let us know they're here. We're total dicks to them. You know, all we want to do is poke and prod at them. We could probably learn from them. Yeah, you know? A TikToker?
He saw him on the mountain or whatever.
I wonder if they've, like, pulled footage or anything.
It's here somewhere. I'll find it and send it to you again.
I'll try to post it if I can, y'all. At least get a screenshot of the John if I can, and I'll post it. So, again, thank you guys for listening. We will see y'all next Sunday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Stay hydrated.